That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
And it's done so well where, like, I was thinking that it was actually a real Tiny Desk coming out, a real NPR thing coming out.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip-hop music culture. It's brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
All right, it's Thursday, and 50 Cent, J. Cole, Travis Scott, and more are all supporting a petition to ban rap lyrics from being used in criminal cases. Also, the track list for the Black Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack has been revealed, and Future, E-40, Burna Boy, and more will all be up there. And Drake and 21 Savage are having a grand old time trolling fans ahead of the release of their new album. So we'll get into all of that. But first, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast, hit that follow button or that subscribe button. We definitely thank you. Now let's get to it. All right, so let's get started with this petition to ban rap music from being used in the courtroom, or the lyrics to rap music from being used in criminal cases. This is something a lot of artists have been pushing for as of lately, especially with all these RICO cases going on and everybody getting locked up and lyrics being used against them in court, used as confessions in some cases. And recently there's been a new petition going around, and there's a lot of names that have been signing and supporting this.
Right. So The Guardian first reported that a letter has been circulating titled Art on Trial, Protect Black Art. And it does include some signatures from some big name artists such as 50 Cent, J. Cole, Travis Scott, and others like Post Malone, Alicia Keys, Megan Thee Stallion, and there's many more. And also alongside those signatures are the three major record labels, Warner, Sony, and Universal, and also companies like Spotify, TikTok, and YouTube Music that are supporting this new petition.
Yes, and the letter itself was actually written by Warner, and they published it on Thursday along with the New York Times and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And the contents of the letter basically call for prosecutors to stop using these lyrics as evidence in trials. And they want legislators at the state and federal level to limit how much of that work can actually be used against defendants. Because as we know, just because somebody raps something in a song doesn't necessarily mean they did it in real life. They could be telling a friend's story. They could be just rapping about what they've seen growing up, their experiences. It doesn't necessarily mean that a crime was committed or whatever crime that they're being accused of was committed because they speak a certain way in their lyrics. And that was a lot of what was highlighted in that letter. And there was a portion of it where they said, in courtrooms across America, the trend of prosecutors using artists' creative expression against them is happening with troubling frequency. Rappers are storytellers, creating entire worlds populated with complex characters who can play both hero and villain. I said, come on, writing. Y'all better get poetic in this petition. Also, they said, but more than any other art form, rap lyrics are essentially being used as confessions in an attempt to criminalize Black creativity and artistry. I thought that was an important line as well. And they said that the use of lyrics against artists in this way is un-American and simply wrong. So, yeah, they're not having it, man. A lot of people signed this petition. You even had 2 Chainz up there, John Legend, Killer Mike, Mary J. Blige, and more. And then we remembered the other situation that we reported on where Jay-Z and Meek Mill and a lot of other people were working on it, specifically in New York, to ban the use of rap lyrics in the courtroom. So this movement is picking up steam, and it's going to have to be addressed. Like, no one's going to shut up about this. People are going to keep fighting for this. And I like the fact that the artists are all getting on board, whether or not they rap. That's what I like about this, too. Like, you see singers in that petition. You see just all types of artists. And I'm glad that they're, you know, fighting for their creative expression.
Yeah, I'm glad to see it, too. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast, and it's always been a thing of, like, any of these artists who get in trouble or go to court, they always try to bring up rap lyrics. I think the most popular one is the whole Bobby Shmurda case when he dropped Hot Boy and things like that and was used against him, and even more others, especially things going on with Gunna and Young Thug. And it's like, yeah, like, you, how can you just go by off a lyric to think it's true that they did it. They could be storytelling, talking about somebody else. So it is kind of like a flawed thing that the courtrooms use. So hopefully this petition and everybody getting on board and the music companies and the music platforms can actually make a change where rap lyrics cannot be used in any cases going forward, because that's what gets, I think, a lot of artists messed up. And for some reason it works because they think since he said it, then he did it, which is not always true.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, yeah, in some cases, that is actually what happened. Like, people are, you know, uninformed enough or naive enough to actually get on a song and say what they do. And obviously, you shouldn't be doing it or telling people that you're doing it and drawing your own attention to yourself. But for everybody else, like, that's a slippery slope. If you say, okay, well, if you said it or put it in your art, then that means you might really be doing it. Like, that can, you can apply that to TV, you can apply that to movies, you can apply that to other genres of music. You can, like, really just go down a slippery slope of that. So I think that's a lot of why people are fighting for this right now. So we'll see what happens. A lot of people support this petition, so let's see if this picks up steam and changes things legally. All right, well, off of that, now let's talk about Future, E-40, and a lot more other artists on this new soundtrack for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I'm definitely, like, very excited to see this movie, but I'm also as equally excited to hear this soundtrack. It's going to include 19 tracks. Of course, the Rihanna track that we already heard, Lift Me Up. And then you got other people up there like Burna Boy, Fireboy DML, Stormzy. Really excited to hear the Stormzy track. Snow the Product, Young Stunna, and more.
Yeah, of course, the Wakanda Forever director Ryan Coogler and composer Ludwig Göransson teamed up to curate the soundtrack, which I think Ludwig and Ryan did for the first one, which was a lot more with Kendrick Lamar and things like that. So it's the same people for this one as well. And it's going to be released via Roc Nation, Def Jam, and Hollywood Records. And according to the press release, they said recording sessions were held across the globe as they set up shop in Lagos, Mexico City, and Abbey Road Studios in London. So it's a little bit of everything on this soundtrack.
Yeah, and they recorded the song with Tims, I heard, in Lagos. That's actually what they went to Lagos for, specifically to record that track with Tims, the Bob Marley No Woman No Cry cover. So that was amazing to hear that little anecdote about it. And then just knowing, like, they have people from all of these various different countries on the project, various different genres. You got people from the UK, various countries and on the continent of Africa, and just everybody coming together for the Black Panther soundtrack. So very, very exciting stuff. Love the fact that they have Rima on there as well, who's killing it right now. Like, just so many different people that I'm excited to hear from on this soundtrack. So yeah, the soundtrack is out tomorrow. Movie is out on the 11th. I will be tapped in and tuned in.
For sure. Same here.
All right. Lastly, let's talk about Drake and 21 Savage. Speaking of things that come out tomorrow, their album Her Loss comes out, and they have been trolling us through this whole rollout. At this point, I'm convinced the COVID-19 thing was a troll, too, because they've been trolling us over these past few days.
Yeah, what they're doing now is basically trolling us, acting like they're on these famous publications or famous interviews that a lot of people like, such as a Howard Stern interview and most recently the NPR Tiny Desk situation, which, you know, a lot of people love the Tiny Desk to see their favorite performers, you know, perform with a band in a small, close setting. And I think they did a Vogue cover, which was also not a real Vogue cover. It's like a special merch type of thing. And it's done so well where, like, I was thinking that it was actually a real Tiny Desk coming out, a real NPR thing coming out, because he even posted a clip and said, thank you to NPR Tiny Desk for having the gang 21 Savage. Let's go crazy. But yeah, after that clip started going around, the Tiny Desk founder, Bob Boylan, actually came out and said, you know, Drake, let's make this real. NPR Music tweeted, let's make it real, though, and things like that. So the troll is really big right now with Drake and 21 Savage. So yeah, the COVID thing may have been a little hoax too, as to why they didn't get it finished last week.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, until the NPR Tiny Desk thing came out, I actually didn't even know that the Vogue magazine thing was fake too, because I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Drake and 21 Savage on the cover of Vogue. They're trying to promote their album. Vogue probably would love to have them on the cover. I thought that was real until I saw like the inside where it was like Savage and Co. on the Tiffany and Co. rings and everything like that with Beyonce and all of these other edits within the magazine. I'm like, oh, this is definitely not actually Vogue magazine. Like, they're not doing all that. I'm sure they would have Drake on the cover and 21 too, you know, if that's what it took to get Drake, I guess. I'm sure that they would have that. But as far as throughout the entire magazine, like changing everything with other advertisers and brands and everything that they had in the magazine, I'm like, oh yeah, no, they're definitely not doing that. So that's when I was like, okay. And then with the NPR Tiny Desk, I saw it and I said, that's an interesting choice for them to promote their album on by doing a Tiny Desk. Like, I didn't even understand that move business-wise from an artist as big as Drake. Like, even though huge artists have done Tiny Desk before, so, I mean, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I want to see it. I'm going to watch it. But I just didn't understand it. I'm like, he didn't do his own concert, or he didn't like partner up with Apple or Amazon or Tidal. Like, he didn't partner with one of them. I was just confused by that. So once I found out like, oh, this is all promotional, I was like, okay, it's fun. Like, Drake always finds a creative way to promote the album or promote the project. So yeah, this has got people talking, especially the Howard Stern interview, the fake Howard Stern interview where they're talking about which porn categories that they like. I'm like, okay, y'all are really maximum trolling right now.
Yeah. Also, some other clip from the fake Howard Stern interview where they're like saying how 21 Savage pulls out the Charlotte Webb book and reads it in the strip club or reads it wherever. And I'm like, what is going on here? And that's when I was like, had to do some digging. I'm like, okay, all this is just fake promo and things like that. So they definitely got me. So I bet they got a lot of others too.
Hopefully they do some real promo after this too, though. Like, can y'all go do an interview? Like, go to the Breakfast Club or something. Go to Elliot and B-Dot. Like, go to somebody. We want to hear from y'all. It's been a couple of years since we heard from Drake. We do get to hear from 21 Savage from time to time. But all right, the fake promo was cute and fun, got everybody talking. Now do some real promo after the fact, even though we know you don't need to.
Right, just give us a little something.
Just a little bit. But that's where we're going to cap it off at today. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all streaming platforms. And make sure you subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel as well, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us on all socials as well. I am at Asia Sky on everything. That's A-S-H-I-A, Asia, S-K-Y-E, Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right, we'll be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.